I will say from the standpoint of being a private attorney, you know, I think our roles are slightly different, Leslie and I. Ours, you know, and I know all of you, some of you other lawyers here have gotten this, you know, the phone call, I call it, where a board member who is not the board president calls up and says, you know, the famous line, "I just got a quick question for you." And you know, it's not going to be, it might be a quick question. It might be a very pointed question, even looking for a particular answer. But it's not going to be an easy answer to that question. And I recall specifically one that I received, and the board member whose wife was also a teacher in the school district, which always makes things interesting, because they really know what's going on. When you got a board member and a teacher married in a small town with one cafe where everybody eats. Yeah. So anyway, he was quite interested in two or three different teachers that he felt weren't pulling their weight, as well as two or three students who just needed to go. They just needed to go to another school district. They were causing too many problems for the wonderful teachers. And what could he do to make this happen? And I went through the drill, right? And the drill is, number one, I have to explain this to you. I represent the school district. The legal entity is my client. And that rolls right into our ethics quarter hour that we're giving you here today, because we do have the rule 1.112. The entity is your client. And so that's the first thing that I explained to this person. I said, look, I'll be glad to try to answer any particular legal questions you have, but also keep in mind that anything I tell you is ultimately going to be shared with all the board members and also the superintendent, unless you want to fire him too.